Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Big story of the day, not the most fun story of the day, but it is the biggest.
Yeah.
Braves have lost a bunch of games in a row. They're 10 games under 500. We'll get into all that. They play today, too, by the way. They go from San Francisco to Milwaukee without a day off. So
maybe they don't need no damn day off.
They don't. They don't need a day off. Yeah. They need to win today and snap this thing and try to get things going back in the right direction. We'll get back into some NBA finals. The Hawks made a couple of moves today as well in their front office. Still don't have a president of basketball operations, but they did add a couple of pieces.
And I saw where Mitch Laura Wilson is it Wilson that covers him for the AJC.
Lauren Williams.
I saw her. She tweeted Andy that sources around still think they are in search of a president.
Oh.
Okay.
So all right. So while searching for a president,
they bring in other guys.
They found some other stuff.
Yes.
Because that happens. You know, like you misplace something, you go looking for it.
Yes.
You find something else you were looking for. Sometimes you didn't even know you were looking for
it. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like, oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a vice president of basketball operations right down there who's worked in New Orleans for the last 15 years. Let's get him in here.
Yeah, we need to basically get another guy to help us find another guy to go over us. Because I'm pretty sure the president, like all these guys are going to have the answer to him, right?
The president, yeah. From what I'm reading is that these two new hires would report to Anse Sala, the GM. So Anse Sala would be above them in the pecking order.
Okay.
But then obviously the president would be above Anse Sala.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he doesn't hire him. Wrestler hires him.
Right.
Right? I mean, he would have to be the firm. They got that firm. Remember that firm?
No. The people that took their $10 million?
Yeah, to find them.
Yeah.
They're taking their sweet time to find them, too.
They're done with that. I think so.
Oh, they did their search.
I think they did their search.
Oh.
They windled it down to these candidates, and now Tony Wrestler and his son, Steven Wrestler, I don't even know if that's his name, they're going over some stuff.
But I don't know what it is.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But luckily, there's no rush, Andy. The draft is on the way.
It's just
other
the
major stuff is going on
it's just
right now.
Every team but two are done playing.
They're showing this clip of a New Edition rehearsing. Right? Why did nobody get big but Bobby?
Nick Wrestler.
That's what it is.
Curiosity. Why did no one get big but Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
Well, Bobby had some habits. That might have been contributing.
Bobby swole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking at because Ralph looked like Ralph. Yeah. Johnny, looking like Johnny still. DeVoe looks like DeVoe. I just lost it.
No.
But they're practicing. I'm like, Bobby can't get his hand all the way up like he used to or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know why. It's been a rough couple decades.
Yeah, man. But he was the king of R&B, telling that Whitney tell it. Then it was just a...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. His prerogative got him all up out of there, man.
It did, yeah.
Nobody could tell him
the wrong prerogatives.
Yeah, man. But that was a badass dude, man.
Sure, yeah, no doubt.
Badass dude.
No doubt. This is, you know, he's kind of get big enough to where you think that you're immune to the side effects of some of the behaviors, but you're not.
No, you're not, buddy.
You're just a human.
Yeah, man.
We're all the same. Yeah, man. We're all composed of the same thing.
We're composed of the same thing, aren't we? Yeah. Blood and tissue.
Waters and stuff.
Yeah. And blood, tissue, water.
Put enough cocaine in there. It'll change the chemistry on you.
We did it.
Well, I'm not here to blame or judge. I'm not here to blame or judge. All I'm saying is drugs are bad.
They are.
Okay.
Man. They are.
Drugs are bad.
They're very bad. And I was going to say, it depends on which kind. No, they're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
In moderation, I suppose. Anyway, we'll talk some NBA basketball in about 15 minutes.
Moderation. Okay.
Let's get to the big story of the day.
Damn.
The team that makes you want to take drugs.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Braves. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
40,000 on their feet. He struck him out. The Giants win, and the Braves drop another one-run ball game.
Another one run. Like, their closer hasn't even had to be in.
Yeah, what part of it do you think, like, is the most? Because it's all absurd, what's happening right now with the Braves.
Yes.
But, like, what individual detail is most ridiculous to you?
Ooh, man. What? Oh, the fact they can't hit. Like, can't hit when they need hits.
Mm-hmm.
They can hit when they don't need hits, whatever that means. That.
Yeah, their numbers with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. It amazes me that they can't get shots when they need them.
Mine is the one-run games. The fact that they've lost 37 games this year and half of them have been one-run games
is crazy. And that's why, Bunk, I'm not ready to give up because it's one-run games. They're not getting their ass blown out or anything like that. They are losing consecutive games. I get all that part. But they're not getting demolished.
Right.
They're just like –
it's true.
It's just a little – we've talked about it in
– So that's like a sliver of hope?
But look, I don't want to give up on baseball, man. All right? I don't want to give up on this team already, right, man. But they're making it pretty easy for you to do it. But I'm saying it's just one-run games.
A lot of people have.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not even – and the one thing about me, you know, I'm not the one to be like saving receipts and all that other crap. Right. They stink.
Right. That's the thing about it is
– yeah, they stink.
Can we all agree – and I know we're not talking to everyone in Braves country, but there's a large number of Braves fans listening right now. Can we all agree that if this thing does miraculously get turned around,
yes,
nobody gets to like say I told you so
or anything
to
like
the
that.
People that didn't believe in it right now?
Well, yes.
Because
please.
It's bad right
it's
now.
It's
they're,
awful.
They're not playing well. They're 10 games under 500. They've lost 7 in a row, 5 in a row, one run.
Yes.
And you're right. Like maybe that does give you a little bit of like as you're grasping for the last slivers of hope, maybe that's that. But like – if they do, I don't know, say it 2021 happens or whatever, maybe not even that great. Just they figure it out and get in the playoffs.
Yes.
Don't be doing all the you said on June 9th that they were done
God.
And all that.
Yes, please. You know, though.
You understand why people are down and out on this baseball.
Can we call, and we'll go ahead. Damn, it's only 10th? No, it's 9th.
It's the 9th.
But we can say this right now for those guys. Shut up. Because they're out
there. Yeah, because anybody who's criticizing the team right now is not wrong.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not a panic or anything like that. It's what your eyes are telling you. Because I don't know what kind of TV you got.
Yeah.
And maybe your TV lie to you.
And I know, you know, it feels like, you know, because sometimes there are some that are worse. And obviously,
keep your freaking numbers. My eyes can see that they're ass cheeks.
What happened on Thursday when they blew the 6-run lead was probably the worst thing that's happened. But then obviously losing 3 straight after that just to compound it makes it even worse than that. But, you know, the idea that one game is leading to people panicking, it's like, no, it's not a panic. Like, it just this is what it took for you to be like, all right. I'm there now.
Yeah.
You know, it was a slow build toward, I don't know, I still like this, or I think maybe this could happen, or I still believe in this, or this guy's coming back, or whatever. And I think gradually more and more people have given up on some of that stuff. And again, I can't blame anybody for that because it's not just the fact that they're 27 and 37 right now.
No.
It's that a lot of these guys struggled with it last year too.
Right.
So you're dealing with now over 200 games
of this.
Guys being like that.
Yes.
And so That's a real problem.
Yeah, but I think
it's a real problem when a lot of your core is signed up long term, and it looks like this.
And I think something that it was late in the show on Friday we were going back and forth about was maybe moving on from so and so and so and so. And my whole thing is always: so you're going to tell me you're going to get rid of one of your best players for what?
Right.
You're telling me prospects. So you're telling me you want to start over, because when I hear for prospects, I'm looking at it from standpoint of we about to start over, and I ain't ready to do that.
No,
I went through that.
You also can't this team can't do that.
So no, that's what we're talking about. You want to trade your best players. Well, that's not going to help your baseball team.
Not tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Not tomorrow.
No, but if we're talking about loading, unloading,
but there comes
guys,
a time, right?
Oh, when you have to reset it.
When tomorrow's not the goal anymore.
And you got to reset it. It's hard to.
I'm not there yet.
It's hard to reset when you have so much tied up in a lot of players. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, a lot of dudes with 5+ more years on contracts. More than that on these contracts that if you can ship them or shop them are very team friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that.
Definitely.
Definitely team friendly. But then you're basically telling me, this is me, that you're rebuilding. You're not retooling when you go prospects.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, you trade one guy like that for some prospects, that's not a rebuild.
Like, who? Who's you? That's what I'm saying. So, what guy is that on this team?
There's a lot of them.
Who?
Austin Riley.
See, why would I trade one of the best third basemen in baseball?
I'm not saying that that's what you should do.
Oh.
I'm saying that that's one of the guys that would be in that category.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, again, like, what's the. If like, this is this,
like I can go with
why,
the,
why
I
do you want to hang on?
I can
to
go
it.
With the Sean Murphy of it.
Okay, yeah, Sean Murphy.
Like
Sean
Murphy
is another
Murphy.
One of those
I
guys.
Go, but I still think Austin Riley's prime is just too. I understand what you're saying.
I agree.
The
with
struggling
that.
Part, the inconsistent, the that part. I
At
get
a
it.
Certain point, though, it's like, what are you holding on
what
to?
What point is that?
I don't know.
And now, because they're 2.5. In front of the Marlins.
Yeah.
So they go behind the damn Marlins. Is it time? Is it time this year? Is it probably to be next year?
Maybe it's later in the summer. I don't know. Like, maybe you can time it up because you more than likely are going to have a new manager next year.
Right.
So maybe makes it easier for you to be like, all right, and we're going to try to get some youth in here too.
Who was
to
the time GM up before with the Alex? Manager?
Coppola.
Coppola, okay. Yeah. What I'm trying to think is like, because Alex, can he be something that is removed by. Because we always said in double A, we trust.
Yeah.
We still there?
I trust him.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that the roster was perfect leading into this year. But I also, I don't know. I think some of that is beyond his control.
I think it just I go back to what we talked about with Michael Harris, what we talked about with Arcia. It just finds you. The ball finds you. The moment finds you. This has just been a life of those. This has been a season of them damn moments where you're just like, okay, we got it. We're in a situation to win this baseball game.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that.
Oh, damn.
That, I think that's probably true with some of these guys in some of these instances. But I also think you came into the season with a mediocre bullpen on paper.
Oh, agree.
So if everyone performed to their best or better than they ever have, then your bullpen would have been okay.
Because they walked away
but
from those
that,
guys.
Well, they lost guys.
Yeah,
they lost guys,
but they lost them guys where we were like the relief pitchers and guys like that.
They when lost they, Minter and Jimenez to the injury.
And then we look at it from a standpoint, when was it the night shift? It was time to move on from the night shift. Mm-hmm. Going back to what you said, could it be time to move on from one of these pillar players? Austin Riley, in my opinion, is a pillar player.
He is, absolutely. Signed him a 10-year contract.
Yeah.
He's the biggest contract in Braves history.
Yes.
But, like, if that's what you're talking about doing, it's him, it's Olson, it's Murphy, it's Harris, it's Ozzie. Like, it's these guys that you signed to these great deals, and I don't know that they're going to do that. But the other thing, too, is Harris and Ozzie don't even look like the guys they signed.
No.
You know?
No, I don't know exactly what you're
saying. And that's why they are where they are, is some of it is, you're kind of up and down. Like, Riley and Olson, kind of up and down. Those guys have just been down, man. Their numbers are terrible.
All right, they play tonight. Chris Sale's on the mound.
2-1 loss?
3-1 win.
3-1 win?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't give up hope. The turnaround starts tonight in Milwaukee, where many turnarounds have started.
With a complete game shutout.
Meaning people go there and then they turn around and leave. All right, we'll come back and talk some NBA Finals coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Right. Harmony with harmony.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, Monday afternoon. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We will take your calls then. You can ask us anything. We'll answer to the best of our ability. Text us or tweet us as well. We mentioned this off the top of the 1 o'clock hour, but here's the exact details. This is from Shams earlier on this afternoon. The Hawks have made a couple of hires. ESPN story on the Atlanta Hawks and the new general manager, Anse Sala, making two major front office moves. Hiring away the New Orleans Pelicans GM. He was the Pelicans GM,
right.
Bryson Graham. Now he's coming into the Hawks organization, and Philadelphia 76ers executive vice president Peter Dinwiddie. So those guys are now going to be a part of the front office. From what we hear, the search continues for a president.
Correct.
Hopefully they'll do that at some point, or maybe they won't, and Sala will just sort of
now, Sala came from Golden State, right?
Yeah, and he also had been with the Spurs.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, what they seem to be doing, because we're not too far removed from it being a real inexperienced front office. Like, right. after Travis Schlenk left, it was a lot of young people, mm-hmm. and Landry Fields was in charge, and then there was some, it was a really young crew behind him, Kyle Korver and all of that.
Right.
Over the last couple of off seasons, they've gone out and added some veteran, like NBA front office veterans.
And that should always, I'll always remember one of the truest conferences I said was going to happen is when Hugh Jackson, not Hugh, oh God, in the Cleveland when he's Cleveland Browns head coach, right? When he hired, oh my God, Todd Haley.
Oh yeah, Todd Haley.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, I was so against. Like, this is gonna end in disaster.
Yeah, you know how this is gonna go.
You know how this is gonna go. I said, when I saw them bring this guy in, and then Landry was the GM, I was like, oh, that don't seem like that's a good thing for Landry.
No.
It
no,
don't.
Nope.
It don't seem like it's a good thing for him.
And ultimately,
and
it was
ultimately
not.
Was not. To me, this seems like this is a little bit more stability. He's never been a hands-on owner anyways, wrestler.
Eh.
His son more than
early days.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Dwight Howard thing.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty hands-on.
But I wasn't mad at the Dwight Howard thing at the time. I don't think. Was I? I can't remember.
I don't think you were happy about it.
I
don't remember. It was before the show started.
But I
was like, Dwight now?
I said more. I did.
Post-back surgery,
I
Dwight?
Said more name the game. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said more name. And you still don't remember the day we interviewed him.
I don't.
That day, the day he got traded to Charlotte. That day he was in the studio.
Yeah, no, it somehow escaped my mind.
That day he was in here.
Some picture of me and Rob Tribble when Paul Millsap was in studio popped up on my memories a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that was the same summer or what, but we were interviewing outgoing Hawks that summer. But yeah, no, that was, you know, that was early on. This is, you know, we need stars.
Yes.
This is a star. That didn't work out.
No.
You know, it depends on who you talk to about the way that the Trey Lucas thing went down. So hands on, hands off, whatever, you know what I mean? But seems like maybe he's giving up some
was
of the control.
Was that him, or is that Lucas people saying he don't want to go to Atlanta?
Mm-mm. Well, I think it was him.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll move on. We'll move on. But
yeah. I think he's less hands on now.
Yeah, but I mean, you always try to isolate yourself sometimes from a situation where you're going to have to make a hard decision. You let somebody else make it. Obviously, they run it behind you, but in the end, because whatever happens with Trey in the future, obviously it's Tony Ressler's decision to pay him.
Right. Whether they decide to extend him or
trade him
or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Ultimately, he has the final say of that because he is your franchise player and everything like that. They say the guy from New Orleans, great guy as far as we're talking off the air. He does great things in the draft. If you look at some of the players, now some of the players were can't miss. Like, you had to draft Anthony Davis.
Yeah, like.
You had to draft Zion Williams.
The number one picks, you kind of don't get a
ton of
credit
for. But he drafted Dyson Daniels.
He drafted Dyson Daniels.
He said Buddy Hield.
He drafted Herb Jones
Herb
in
Jones.
The second round.
Yes.
He's been a really nice player. Buddy Hield they got in the first round. There's some guys. But, I mean, you know, this doesn't mean the guy's not great. Like, the Pelicans are not a great organization.
Right.
It's not entirely his fault that all of the stars they've had have wanted out. But maybe for not putting other players around him. But like
he made the trade for Anthony Davis. He's a part of that trade.
Right, to get some of those guys back. Yeah. And they got some pretty good pieces back for that. And that was okay for a minute. Like it worked out okay for a minute. Ultimately Zion just couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
And that's kind of been the undoing of it. But I mean, just in terms of like, okay, when you get Ansa Sala from Golden State and San Antonio, you're like, all right. Franchise building pedigree. You like that. Like
right.
That's franchise that you like where he came from. I mean, the Pelicans and the Sixers aren't exactly the poster
now,
children for
now,
great
what these
team
two
building.
Dudes have to do with Daryl Morey?
None. Okay. I'm going to say all the good stuff they did and all the crap that's happened was not
like
their fault.
Like this guy coming from the Sixers, Dinwiddie, he drafted or he was the driving force behind Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do that. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. He said no to Paul George.
Yeah,
he
right.
He said hell no to extending Embiid.
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it.
He said, how can we do that with Embiid's knees?
Yes.
And Morey was like, we have to do it.
I
believe in his knees.
Yeah.
Same thing with the guy from New Orleans. He was like, I don't know. Zion's got an injury history. They're like, you got to take him.
We got to take him to one-on-one.
We're making this stuff up, by the way. In case anybody's like, these guys are geniuses.
Yes.
No, we're making all of this up.
Yes.
But they did hire both of those guys. And look, bottom line is, there's more experience in the front office than there has been in a long time. What does that mean they're going to do next?
I don't know.
Who knows? Hopefully it means they have a great offseason, and next year we're talking about a team who's still playing right now.
Yes.
There's only two teams still playing right now. The NBA Finals tied one game apiece. The Thunder came out last night and did, I think, pretty much what everybody expected them to do. Like, they do that to teams, especially after a loss. Like, they haven't lost back-to-back games, not only in the playoffs, they haven't lost back-to-back games since November. And they came out and pretty well handled the Pacers last night.
Yeah.
They did what they needed to do.
I think that's the most important thing. Did what they had to do. They know they gave up home court advantage by letting – because I think if you look at both games, the Thunder controlled both games until like
– Totally.
You know, for the most part, that time they let their guard down. And it ain't a punch him in the mouth. But I think, you know, Shea is going to get what he wants. He's just that damn great, Andy. He's that great. He gets anywhere on the floor he wants to. But when other guys, when damn Alex Caruso was dropping 20, you know, Chet was aggressive early. Mm-hmm. You know, and Tyrese Haliburton just wasn't assertive at all until the last however minutes in the fourth quarter. And then, so that's why I was saying earlier, is this one of those things where you want to see it go in the hole before or something like that. Role players play better at home. We understand that.
Yep.
They're role players. Indiana's role players damn sure play well at home. Can they find a way to get it? Because they better not let OKC get it. Because,
Get what?
Get game three.
Oh.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And it wouldn't surprise me if it's big.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. They beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
And they clamp down defensively, and they just throw bodies. And they've got to figure out, Rick Carlisle, we both think he's a hell of a basketball coach. He's got to do something to get Hallie going. But Hallie's got to also be more assertive, I think.
That's my thing is, you know, I want to give him credit because he kind of plays within the flow of the game every game.
Right.
And sometimes that leads to 32. Like, he didn't play that crazy aggressive in that game where he had 32 and 15, right?
He was more tacked, though.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But also it's a totally different defense. Like, I don't think you're going to do that against these guys.
I agree.
But, like, that's what the game was – that's where the game was for him. Like, he had the opportunity to do that because of the matchup that he had and the way that the game was going. The Thunder do a really good job of taking not just him, but every team's star player out of it.
Right.
He just has, I think, a bad habit of kind of allowing that to happen in those games. Because we talked about it before the series started. There's one or two games in every series, and they've won all the series, where he's had performances like that, where he has 5 points or 8 points or whatever, and he kind of doesn't find his way into the flow of the offense for the majority of the game. And again, it's gotten him 1-1 in the finals. You know what I mean? So, like, I can't sit here and be like, well, he can't do that. Well, sure he can. The series is tied 1-1 in the NBA finals.
Without him,
I think he's going to have to find a way, though, if the Thunder keep doing what they're doing and just throwing dudes at him and actively trying to take him out of this thing, he can't be so complicit in that. He's got to force the issue a little bit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Be more aggressive. Get downhill.
But don't be too aggressive, though.
I don't see him like that, though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you said
it. It's a fine line. It's a fine line of, like, because people – everyone just wants to make it like that with stars, right? And that's what I hated about the post-game show yesterday. I was like, yeah, all right, he didn't play great. Like,
I can't look at him as a superstar. That's why I hesitate.
What about
that show effing sucks.
What if it sucks, man?
God, that show freaking sucks.
It's so bad.
I mean, he's the worst. But they got these damn twins on there now. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, no, ESPN.
Honestly,
I
don't complain about nothing, Andy. You know I don't.
You're pretty easy to please when it comes to a broadcast.
When it comes to a broadcast.
And I will say this.
I will say this.
I think that Breen, Richard Jefferson, and Doris Burke have done a nice job. It's not as good as when it was Van Gundy and Mark Jackson.
But that was one of the best ever.
Those guys did 15 years together.
Yes.
All right, there's going to take a minute. I think the broadcast booth has been okay. I also think three-man booths are too much. I think you can get by with two. I don't know if it needs to be Doris or Richard Jefferson, but however you want to do it. I think they've been okay. Everything surrounding it has been crap. But here's what, can I tell you what bothers me? And I'm not going to be the first person to say this because it's been pretty common on the internet the first two games. It doesn't even look like an NBA Finals game.
Mm-mm.
Like the cool cursive script isn't out there. The Larry O'Brien trophy is not out there. They don't do those epic intros like they used to back in the day.
Do intros.
What I used to love is when they would show the home team players getting introduced on TV.
I think they're going back to it.
I hope they do.
I think they're going back to it.
Remember how cool that was?
Yes.
And obviously everybody thinks of the Chicago
and from North Carolina.
Right. But all of them were cool. They made it feel like the event was as big as it actually was. You tuned into game one and game two last night, and it was like, is this a February regular season game? Or is this the NBA Finals?
It could be the two teams. It could be.
All that stuff has nothing to do with the teams. You could put graphics on the court and do player intros and make it seem cool.
We lose it anyway.
We're just phoning it in. Nah, nobody's watching anyway. Let the Morris twins go out there and say incorrect stuff about people. Nobody's watching anyways. God, I hope not. I know they hate how little drama is in the series, though.
Yeah.
Like SGA is just a regular guy.
Yes.
Tyrese Halliburton's friendly. Like, there's no drama whatsoever.
But they needed Hallie to try to maybe embrace a villain role.
Something.
And that's not him.
No,
but
it's
that's
not his
him.
Personality.
That's not him.
They need SGA to, like, say some bad stuff about, like, America or something, you know? because he's Canadian, you know? Get some tariff talk going. I don't know what it is. They need something to spice this thing up, man. ESPN's dying on the vine actually having to talk about basketball. They don't know how to do it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. Yep.
Real quick, Andy, according to Diana Rossini, the Falcons expect Kirk Cousins to show up for mandatory minicamp.
Okay.
Sources say. So yeah. They expect him.
That kind of what we expected too.
Yes.
Right? Like it, you know, if you're not intending to be a distraction, then you show up to the mandatory part.
Wow.
It's not like they're going to do a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So you're the backup quarterback.
Yeah, you're the backup quarterback.
Backup quarterbacks come to mandatory minicamp.
Yes. And one more NFL thing. We know that Jim Irsay just passed away, right?
Mm-hmm.
They announced the transition of team ownership of Jim Irsay to his daughters, Carly Irsay Gordon and Casey Fort and Kaylin Jackson.
Interesting.
So that's interesting, really.
I wonder if they intend to – keep it, or
it's been in the family forever.
It has,
you know, yeah.
Okay.
His dad did.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would think,
okay,
that they would want to, but they got to get somebody, a good president of football operations,
right,
to run the whole show.
Right, right. All right, 404-726-0929. Jump on hold if you want to ask a question. A bunch of phone lines available, like we said. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
so real quick, do any one of y'all parents still have a landline? Because my mom do, and it tickles me when I think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Thank you, Mike.
I have a landline.
Do you?
Yeah, because I'm serious. We've been with Xfinity forever, and I would never get it hooked up. But then, you know, Samson's old enough to start staying at home by himself, so he wanted to wait, and he just got a phone. So before he had a phone, yeah, just call the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. My mom did for a long time.
Mama doesn't know.
Yeah, my mom did for a long time. Yeah. Do you still remember the phone numbers of people from back in the day? You don't? Oh, man. I still have a Rolodex of friends and girls in my head.
Really?
From middle school and high school.
Oh, no. I don't forget all them things, man. I know on campus, you remember on campus, when you're calling campus, you can do last four. And my girlfriend was 2563.
Okay, so you got that.
I always remember that. Because
do you remember your home phone number from when you were a kid?
Nope.
We had 206-723-0929.
Really?
8909, sorry. 8909. Oh. but that's not a landline anymore, so I can give it out.
Yeah. You have somebody call him on house?
Sam Gelinas' parents, his house was 206-725-9280.
That's crazy that you remember that.
Ben Steitzer's phone number was 206-760-0909.
Do you know your wife's cell phone number?
Do not.
Yeah. Dude, I just can't get them last four digits.
I know. I know the area code and
the first three. But that damn last four
sometimes
digits.
Sometimes I get the first three mixed up.
Yeah, man. I get her area code. I get the first three. And them last four digits of my wife's phone number just drives me crazy because I always put them wrong.
I know.
So I've been able to get locked up because I don't know nobody's. I know Aunt Pam's number because Aunt Pam's number has been the same since I was when I was like 15.
Yeah, my mom's cell phone number has been the same since I was 15 years old. So I know my mom's cell phone number.
The only person I can call off the top of my head is Aunt Pam. She's the only person.
That's crazy.
She's the only person I can call.
Crazy, crazy. Our number is 404-726-0929. You know that. You can call us right now on your phone and get on hold and ask us a question. Brandon is in Gainesville. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, fellas, I'll do you one better. My parents still have their original landline that I grew up with, and there's still a rotary dial telephone in the hall.
Wow. And it still works?
It's unplugged now, but it's still there.
Okay. Do they have that long-ass cord that you can go outside to the street, to the mailbox, and come back in?
Man, you go down to the ice cream shop with it.
That's long-ass cord. You even got tangled up in it and everything. Dude.
What's up, Brandon? You got a question?
Tired of talking about the Braves, tired of being negative.
Fair enough.
Go back to last week. You know, Randy, you were talking about shakes by Randy. So give me your top three wing flavors coming out of the kitchen.
Oh, man. All right. So
you can't. Pork only.
It's poke only. All right. But
if
we did have wings, my thing is I don't want to put anybody in a comfortable place while you're watching them shake. So overly hot, spicy wings seems like it would impede on the enjoyment of the shake.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep you somewhere nice and laid back.
It's like a good
idea. Nice jerk. damn it.
It's my favorite when I go there. That's always what I order.
Damn it.
Sometimes I get kicked out for ordering that.
A nice lemon pepper. And then, we'll get some I'm about to call them nude wings. Some wings with no sauce.
Okay. All right. You can apply your own?
Yeah, you can apply your own wing.
Okay.
Wing sauce. Damn, Randy.
No, that's good.
My boy D.A. said, D.A. Lane, he just hit me. He got his old high school. He remembers his high school number. I don't remember. I'm trying to think.
I remember more of them, too.
I remember Fort Gordon. It was Augusta, so it was 706 something. I just can't think of the other ones. 706 something.
Caitlin Cordell's number was 206-789-1471.
Yeah.
That was
who was this?
That was my first girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, not for, but first real girlfriend.
706-448-2073. Was the number.
There you go.
There it was. Okay. Yeah, I was
there it is.
How to get the 448 part down.
Mama still has a landline.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly.
Yeah. She's so sweet. I shook her hand while I was about to go. She said, "They tell me my hands are always cold at church." I want my hands up so I can shake Mama's hand before she leaves.
Yeah, so Mama is my wife's grandmother, lives next door to her husband and her co-found the Baptist church at the end of their road. They've lived there for generations and all that. And they were at the baptism for the kids last weekend, and she had a beautiful dress on when she walked in. I said, "Oh, Mama, that dress is beautiful." She said, "Oh, this dress is as old as the hills."
Oh, my God.
And I was like, "Oh, what a crack. I love old Southern stuff." Jason's in Warner Robins. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you guys? How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, I was just wondering, man, would any Braves make the All-Star game this year? And if not, When's the last time Atlanta didn't have a Brave in the All-Star game?
I think a lot of people are asking that same question. Like, because each team still gets one, right?
Is that still
the rule? Accurate, Bo?
I don't think you have to get in for a putt. If you go look, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. Go look at the All-Star voting list.
Currently.
They have the stats for everybody that's available to be ranked to that position or voted. Like, I'm top third of second baseman when it comes to batting average.
Really? That is
Austin Riley is one of the highest third basemen. There are a couple guys. Right. Ronnie, obviously. Chris Sale will be picked. Pitchers are pitched by, you know, management or whatever. There are a few guys that you could probably not feel bad about it.
Because he's still one of the more popular players
in
baseball.
And it is very much a popularity.
He's one of the most popular players in baseball.
Yeah. And, I mean, Sale, I think, is earning it.
Yes.
Chris Sale will be an all-star. I wouldn't be surprised if Schwellenbach ends up being an all-star, too.
Drake Baldwin is available as a write-in.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you have to, it populates for you, and if it's not, you can't just write somebody in.
Right.
Here's what's
going to
be.
But as you type it in, Drake Baldwin does come up for catcher. So
here's what's going to be awkward if it doesn't get better. Because
all the Dodgers are going to be here.
Well, yeah. They'll be more former than current Braves.
Yes.
But also, Snit's on the coaching staff.
Yes, I know.
Because he's the home team. Like, mm-hmm. He's on the coaching staff.
Yes.
So, like, he's one of the least popular guys in town right now.
Yes.
You keep playing like this leading into the Snit gets announced at the All-Star game.
They're not going to
be. They wouldn't, but it would be. No. But it's still not going to be like the cheers that you would expect.
No, I'm telling you,
because there's a lot of non-Braves fans. Yeah, but he's not going to get booed.
But the one guy that, like you said, the former Braves are going to get the biggest of it. Going to be an All-Star.
Yep.
We know Freddie's going to be one. Starting first base for the National League. He's going to get emotional. He's going to be crying. Hey, Sam, one of my favorite people in the world, Sam Crenshaw.
Hey, Sam Crenshaw, the legend himself.
But you got to worry about all that, but I don't think Snit will get booed.
No, I'm not saying he'll get booed. I'm not saying he'll get booed. It's just, you know, cool thing normally in what's probably going to be his last year managing where he gets announced and everyone goes nuts. Don't know that everyone's going to go nuts is all I'm saying. But who knows? Maybe they'll be on a hot streak by then and then everything will be different. Mark is in Kennesaw. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, there was a question on Steakhouse on Friday about what to put on your hot dog. And I want to get y'all's opinion on this, and this is for everybody. My wife from Brazil, she took me to a Brazilian hot dog. And what it consists of is you cook the hot dog in tomato sauce or marinara sauce.
Okay.
You put it on the bun. Then you put ketchup, mustard, onion, and this is where it gets a little interesting, peas and corn. Hmm. And you slap some mashed potatoes on top, and then you sprinkle the picnic potato sticks on top.
That's a whole lot going on there.
It's a lot going
on. Yeah, and it was weird at first, but I fell in love with it. It's delicious.
Okay.
But my question for everybody is there anybody you know that introduced you to something that was kind of weird and you were skeptical about, and you tried it and then loved it? I'll hang up and listen.
Speaking of Fort Gordon, it has to be eating of ramen noodles without cooking them.
Oh, just raw ramen.
Raw ramen. You put the sauce on it, shake them up, and eat them.
Oh.
And I got introduced to that in Fort Gordon when I was about 8. I think this is when my mom was stationed there. And I have done it. My kids done it. And so they got into it. I remember my cousin Verge got into it. I don't know, but that was the one thing. Other than that, I'm pretty free thinker when it comes to eating.
The one that people think is weird, and maybe it is, the Seattle hot dog, is cream cheese, caramelized onions, and sriracha sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a little spice on it.
Right.
Pretty good.
Right.
Like that's kind of a weird combo. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I just like mustard and sauerkraut on my hot dog.
I just like mustard on mine. I'm not a real big fancy hot dog guy.
I just don't really like hot dogs that much.
And that too.
Yeah.
And that too.
So I want to put a little extra flavor on there. Or some caramelized onions. I like that too.
Yeah,
if we're making bratwurst or something, I'll usually caramelize some onions. Ricky is in Noonan. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Randy, I always appreciate the fact I ran track at Tech, and I always appreciate the fact that you know, you're not mean to Tech like Andy is to Oregon, University of Oregon.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
But I want to say, I'm really happy that caller before me didn't say that he was introduced to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu hot dog or whatever.
Nah, that's Giselle.
This is a question. Seriously, guys, you guys got me through the COVID the first 3 or 4 months. You guys, the whole radio station, kept my sanity. But, you know, when State came over and took an hour from you guys, I've been wondering this for the whole time. Did you guys lose pay? Because I know your families got bigger, and I was concerned. I'll listen.
We did not.
He did. Did we lose
pay?
Hell no.
We did not.
Got more.
I would, in fact, yeah.
Got more. Actually.
We have gained pay. Yeah. Pretty personal question.
Yeah. That's all right.
But it's all right. Ask me anything. Ask me anything. We did not. We did not. Jay is in Douglasville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Andy Randy. What's up, fellas?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man. Quick, happy Father's Day to both. Early Father's Day to both of y'all.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Don't get a chance to hear it.
Thank you.
But real quick, y'all was talking about the bag man earlier today. This one was for Randy. Randy, what was the craziest thing you ever seen in college without, you know, snitching on nobody?
I'm gonna tell you the funniest thing. I will never forget when I first got to Georgia. And that's where the McWhorter Hall, because anybody that went to school back then know what the Mac was. It was just where we stayed and where a lot of the dirt was done. But like we were in practice during like fall camp, and we're all usually everybody would, after practice we would all come out and we sit out there and everything hang out. And so one day we sat out there and it just a row of damn cars came up. I'm like, who the hell? Like I was like, oh, so when you ball, because I know a little bit, but not a lot about a lot. I said, oh, when you ball, oh, you get to act legends. Oh, you get the expeditions. Oh, you get all these things. I said, so, you know, my balling just was never caught up to a point where I got me a new car. Whether I offered a car, I ain't going to say whether I was offered a car or not. But it wasn't no act legend and no damn, no got doggone thing. Because the funniest story.
It was like a used Buick.
The funniest story ever in life was like somebody was getting something. And, so we go take him to get the, you know, the ride. And I'm talking, I was like, that's it? And I didn't mean it like that because I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
What was
but
it?
I was like, 4 sacks get you a Mountaineer, huh? That's what I was saying. Like, 4 sacks get you a Mountaineer, huh? I'll never, ever forget that.
That was Jay, right? He's gone?
Yeah.
If Jay, if you're a dad, happy Father's Day to you as well.
I'll never forget that day there, dog. Oh, so 4 sacks get you a Mountaineer.
Right. One last quick one, Chuck. Chuck's in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck!
Hey, how you doing? Been a Braves fan all my life from the Mike Lum days and Ralph Gaugh. The Braves have been consistently bad on personnel changes, and then they make a good excuse for it to appease the Atlanta fans. Right now, we're under the curse of Orlando Arcia, so that's his name is Orlando. Yeah, hopefully we can win tonight to break his curse. And one more thing. I didn't get in back when y'all was talking about the greatest athletes of all pro sports. The best athlete of all pro sports is an NFL tight end because he can do everything the other guys can do.
There you go, Chuck.
But he can get hit 6 or 7 times and get back up. The other guys can't.
Thank y'all you, Chuck. Good.
Chuck with a nice little pander. Little pander to Randy Mack at the end of the show. We have no problem with that. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Andy's always thinking internally.
I had conversations internally about Kevin Durant during the show.
Really?
Look at that.
How did you talk and then think?
I could do it. It's wild.
Very impressive.
I know. It's crazy. If you're sleeping a lot, you might have got somebody pregnant.
That's that old wives tale.
Arkansas pays their NIL with chicken money.
Yeah, no.
And, they do.
Maybe Hallie just needs to see the ball go in the hole more at home.
Maybe.
You never know, man.
Never heard.
In your own bed.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.